Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. So what do the Soviet Union, Pan Am Airlines, and my Lollapalooza concert t-shirt all have in common? No, not 1991, well, actually that too, and yes, there are a great number of people who will reminisce about all of them, but to put it bluntly, they have all seen better days. Now we use Uncle Will's phrase almost as a descriptor of something that is worn down and needs to be replaced. Or when my mother used to say, "Pumpkin, I think that jacket has seen better days," simply thrown out. Or after 3 decades of stage combat, I hear myself thinking while hiking up any incline of more than 15 degrees, "My knees have definitely seen better days." We hear that phrase now in reference to art.
It's seen better days.
It's a little ratty, a little torn.
In the debate over gentrification.
The neighborhood that I live in is Grand Crossing. It's a neighborhood that has seen better days.
And, of course, even politics.
American democracy has seen better days. There's enormous polarization.
But what is at the heart of Uncle Will's phrase, which we tend to ignore but haven't totally forgotten, is the sense of a time when everything was fine and right and good. This is no more evident when Uncle Will coined it in As You Like It, written sometime between 1598 and 1600, first appearing in the first folio in 1623. Orlando has been suffering mistreatment at the hand of his older brother, being denied his rightful inheritance, education, and even attempted murder by wrestling match. So, despite falling instantly in love with the play's protagonist, Rosalind, he decides to head off into the Forest of Arden, where, being woefully short of bushcraft skills, suffers from malnutrition and exposure. In Act 2, Scene 7, he comes across a group of courtiers who have also decided to make the forest their home, and in desperation, threatens them with his sword, demanding food and shelter. But they don't react in quite the way he imagined. They are warm and welcoming.
"I almost die for food, and let me have it!"
"Sit down and feed, and welcome to our table."
"Speak you so gently? Oh, pardon me, I pray you. I thought that all things had been savage here. And therefore put I on the countenance of stern commandment. But whate'er you are, if ever you have looked on better days, if ever been where bells have knolled to church, if ever sat at any good man's feast, if ever from your eyelids wiped a tear, and know what is to pity and be pitied, let gentleness my strong enforcement be, in the which hope I blush and hide my sword."
True is it that we have seen better days.
For Orlando, having seen better days directly relates to when he felt loved, safe, and his belly was full, and presumably before his brother tried to kill him. This is how it has been traditionally used following Uncle Will's coinage, but it has changed somewhat into less of looking back with fondness to a simpler time, which, given our human propensity for revisionist history, may not be all that accurate. I know this because my oldest friend from college, Patricia, described me once as having an overactive sense of nostalgia, wistfully sad but true, and ends up more like a disused coal-powered locomotive sitting abandoned in the rail yard of our memory. Obviously, having seen much better days itself.
"I've seen better days like that sad old train on an old forgotten track. You were holding me and you someday you'd
leave." Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.